What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
I'm back!
Alright, fuck it, I'm gonna do this one. See, when the flam man spit, you know amateur night is over. Let the Sandman sit. And haters can't stand it, cause I leave them with the stomach virus. Do what I do with a pen and papyrus. All cause what I spew drift right up your sinus. Have you questioning your notions of ultimate highness. See, I am your highness, king in this rap thing. I flow so cold, I make the ice sick. Spit it so retarded, I make your eyes drift. Thinking you can compete with me, you dee-dee-dee. Cause cats don't understand how deep I could be. Give it to them easy as pie, they want it easy as three. Either you get it or you don't, I can't make people see. But for dope lines, call me the beef and leave it to me. Me, I leave it to Beaver. They the ones that's copping, and every time I reach through the speaker, they straddle the tweeter. Cats want to battle the leader when you should be following. The former's more dangerous to handling ether. The latter will arm you with tools like handling Ninas. You too could be a G if you had the demeanor. Or could spit that smooth and still scar niggas. I know it's bizarre niggas, it's like I spit tattoos. Even hard niggas be like this, that dude. Got the whole city waiting for me to spit that. Ooh. We
bars.
I was just, that's like some 19, nah, that's 2000 something bars, but they're old as shit. But but I did notice, I just had to clear the air. I think I might have mentioned one of those bars before and it was posted. I don't know if people knew where that bar came from. So I had to give him a little bit of the verse.
That
verse
goes on for a while. That's his.
That was my bar. That was the I give it to him easy as pie. They want the easiest three. Oh man! All right, so that was Return of Bars. I did it. I don't know how successful it was, but I fucking did it.
It's a long time coming. Definitely a long time coming.
Man, I guess I should say that this is the What Is TWS podcast.
Definitely, this
not
is
the, it's not the Flam Bar Session.
It's the Bar Factory.
But this is What Is TWS podcast episode, who's counting, but we'll call it 42. Man, it's been a little break. You know what, man? I learned a lot from these last two episodes that we posted. I think we posted them with like a little fear that it was almost too controversial. We were going too far. And
they were pretty well received.
Yeah, and the reception we got from the two episodes has been pretty dope.
So it's like, what were we holding back for?
Exactly.
Then was it good because we held back and we told that line? Or is it, I don't know. But
I don't know. I think there's like some exceptionally dope content on the way because I feel like the reins is off. Like the shackles have been released. Mm-hmm. I can say what I want to say, or I can say how I really feel, you know, in a respectful manner.
Yeah.
And it be received.
Exactly.
And then we had a star recently was born on that on episode 41. You know, if you haven't peeped it.
Houseway.
If you haven't peeped it, you might want to. Because I don't even remember talking that much during that episode. I think I just had to sit back. And
man, I listened to it today. Speakers on. I was at work. I didn't care. And I was like, damn, we said all this? I really didn't remember episode. And I still feel the same way I felt about all my views and everything, but I was just like, damn, there was a lot of back and forth, but we were derailed so many times that episode. I'm surprised we got a conversation in.
Conversation. Hey, shouts to Nine Bandit Austin Whiskey.
Hey, for real, wouldn't have been possible without you guys.
Without the Nine Bandit. Man, well, I guess it's time to get into this one. Episode 42. For this episode, let's do a What You Sipping. We haven't done that in a while. I'm doing virgin cocktails. I'm on my 15 months of probation, so I'm trying to like.
What you calling this one? A vanilla squirt?
Damn.
Sounds disgusting, but I can't drink nothing called a vanilla squirt.
That's what it is.
Fuck. It's a combination of this, what is this? Dry sparkling vanilla bean soda with my favorite soda of all time, the Thirst Quencher squirt. That don't sound right either.
I mean, you can call it a grapefruit bean.
Nothing is working out right now. Nothing is working out. Hey, it's a drink. It's vanilla soda and squirt. That's what it is. Vanilla squota, soda and...
Squota?
See? Vanilla soda.
Vanilla squota.
And grapefruit soda. Cause that's what it is. That's what we're drinking. Out of some New Belgium glasses. This is blasphemy, but...
Man, sorry to New Belgium.
Fuck it, though. Oh, man. All right. So, I talked about... Oh, other big thing I was telling you about today, Rich. Yesterday, we hit 3,000 plays.
Huge. Yeah. That was a... Damn, we went from 1,000 in a month to hit that 3,000.
Hit the 3,000 mark. Keep going. Yeah, we gotta keep it going. So, yeah, the growth has been amazing. I'm really proud of everything that we've been able to do. And thankful to everyone that who's listened throughout some of the crazy shit that we put out there so far. Thankful to all the support that we've gotten from other podcasters, friends and family, strangers, you know.
Definitely.
Folks who have no reason to get behind us other than they appreciate the content. So I feel like we must be doing something right.
Something.
Gotta keep going. All right, so speaking of people who are not doing things right now, I still don't. All right, so I caught a glimpse of the Tyrese comments.
Yeah.
Like, I got like a section of it, and I read it. I read it in an article written by a woman upset about it. And the thing that
what was the, do you know her name?
I don't remember her name. I don't remember. My bad. Whoever.
No,
you are.
So I'm only asking because one of my friends, Lenora, wrote an article about it. Her website is what is it? Lenora. She wrote.
All right, I'm gonna have to check her article.
And her blog is actually pretty nice. Shout out to Lenora. Her writing is dope. Very opinionated. She gets her stuff out there. And I noticed a lot of people, like, when the story broke, were, like, retweeting her article. But then when I looked at her page and on her post, when she, I guess, shouted out her own self, I didn't see too many shares. So I was just wondering, because how am I seeing it everywhere? Like, are this many people actually finding it from her page? And
she got that SEO move going.
Something going. I don't know, but it was SEO. Out there. But I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, bro.
No. I just, like, it took me a long time to even find what he said. I saw the hate before I found
what
he actually said.
The hate buried it.
Yeah, the hate. Yeah. Like, I couldn't even find why we was hating him. I just knew we was hating him. And then so I found what I believe to be at least part of his comments. Mm-hmm. I don't know if these were the actual comments that inspired the hate. But it was something along the lines of him hearing a conversation between some women about men not ain't shit men, and then him going on a little rant about women with the fake hair and fake titties and everything, and you know what they actually attracting versus what they get.
So I'm assuming that's the thing. That's all I found. All
right, so go ahead and throw your tomatoes and send your hate mail, because I'm not seeing the problem. And in the article that I actually read, it sounded like somebody that he wasn't talking to getting upset about what he said. Like, I think he was very specific about the type of woman he was addressing.
Yeah.
And if that isn't you, then why are you so upset about it?
And then
That's what I want.
This is a tough one. I kind of want to be PC here, but I got to say this.
Take the skates off, Rich.
I got to say this. It's not that I agree with what Tyrese was saying. However, if you are a specific type of person, carrying yourself a specific type of way, doing a list of specific things, which ultimately cause a specific turn of events, you can't be mad when those motherfucking events happen.
That is a classic Rich Nerd answer right
no,
there.
No, for real though. If you're the type of woman who's always scantily clad, and you hang out at frequent establishments that, you know, no one wants to be seen entering or leaving during the light of day, and you always find yourself with a dude with six baby mamas and he can't get himself together and he got a drug problem and he'd been fired six times for the same week, but he never even went to work. You can't get mad that you're with that type of person.
Or you keep attracting
that. Or you keep attracting that type of person. And basically, that's what I felt Tyrese was saying. And that's what he was highlighting. Now, if it goes deeper than that, then by all means, I am open to having this conversation and being corrected by anyone.
Yeah.
But I don't want to just have someone yell at me for the sake of yelling at me and spew for the sake of spewing. Like, break it down and explain what's going on, because from my vantage point, it just looks like he said, this woman doing this thing is going to get this result. Period.
And then a whole bunch of women that weren't that woman got upset that he was talking. And that's what I didn't get. So I think we're going to do this in an upcoming episode because we need to have some women on the show. These are the comments that we got back from some of the last few episodes we put out there, that when we do these episodes addressing these specific topics, that we need to get guests from that.
We'll be up here all day. Side. You want to be a guest? You want to be a guest?
But we want guests. So we encouraging people to be like, yo, raise your hand. Like, I'll talk to you about it and we'll hook it up. We'll do it. We'll talk to anybody. But yeah, that's what I got from that. I was like, I saw all the hate and it was a tremendous amount of hate. Mm-hmm. And then when I actually read what he said, I'm like, all the people upset about what he said are not the people that he's talking to. And I don't necessarily disagree with what he said about that, like you said, about that specific type of woman.
And some, I don't know if this is solidarity or if I'm just missing something.
You know what? I think is, you know, it's okay. Like, men, I quote unquote, men have been on top too long. Pause. And so right now it's okay to throw stones at dudes. Like, you can say anything you want to about dudes being ain't shit dudes and, you know, bad fathers and deadbeat dads. Or you can throw all kinds of rocks, you know, because apparently we have not apparently. I'm not saying it like it don't exist.
See, there's
that idea of male privilege, almost the kind of way that black folks get away with talking shit about white folks, because there's white privilege. I guess there's male privilege. So women can talk shit about dudes all they want to.
So
you
I
can't
agree
reciprocate
and disagree with
because
that.
Because you the oppressor. We the oppressor. You can't talk shit about the oppressed.
I agree that men have been on top, but I feel like that's in a different vein. I feel like men are on top in a sense that the opportunities that they've been afforded, as far as if we're just talking about doing good and how you're carrying yourself and relationships and all of that stuff, it's not always men that's fucking up. It's plenty of women that's fucking up. Yeah. But
dudes don't give a fuck to say nothing about it.
So that's where I was about to go with this. Now, since we're talking about privilege, this is women's privilege. Women's privilege lets them say that dudes ain't shit all day.
Yeah.
And there's no repercussions.
Right.
Dudes don't necessarily complain because it's like, no dude wants to be that dude that's out here complaining.
Yeah.
Because then that makes him a bitch, and according to the law of the street.
I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to move on because we got a lot of topics to talk about this. I'm going to say this, though. This is going to be my prelude to the episode when we do hash this out with the ladies. So, ladies, please listen. Let me explain something to you. You the gatekeeper to the prize. You know what I'm talking about. I don't use those words. I ain't going to say them words on the show. But you the gatekeeper to the prize. If you open up the gates and give me the prize, you can't say shit about me ever. You can't let
Pretty much
hit and then tell me I ain't shit dude, because then that means you fuck ain't shit dudes. Mm-hmm. So don't say a motherfucking
thing. Like that one dude on Valentine's Day who after which Wichmangala flew her out there real quick.
Yeah.
And beat, and she got mad because he didn't want to date, and she's like, so what? That's why that nigga had rats. Well, guess what? You just fucked the nigga with rats. So
you might not want you might want to keep that to yourself. Yeah,
can't say all shit. Right, so but whatever.
All right, I know I'm gonna get hated for that one, but y'all come on the show and hate me in person. But anyway,
on a brighter note,
the Flint, Michigan situation.
It's a little bit of silver lining.
A little bit brighter.
Yeah.
What are these? So let me look at the audio. I got it up again. So the courts have ruled that the city of Flint will agree to replace at least 18,000 lead or galvanized steel water lines by 2020. And the state will pick up the bill with its own federal money. There's also a what is this, an $87 million settlement that the state is going to have to pay for this 3 years mm-hmm. without clean water. Now, one, I mean, this is 2020. It's 2017, so we're still looking at another.
So that's what I was about to say. Not only did you make these people sit here and beg for water for 3 years.
Now it's going to take
now 3 years. Now they finally got some semblance of some resolution. And you say, you know what? I'm sorry you had to wait for 3 years. So here's what we're going to do. Out of those 20,000 pipes, those 3,000, we're going to fix 1,800. Give me 3 years.
18,000.
If you would have said 18,000, if you would have said, give me 3 years, 3 years ago when it should happen like they were supposed to,
we'd have been good.
We'd be good.
We'd be good. We wouldn't be talking about this no more.
Took me 3 years. I'm sorry. Give me 3 years.
But hey, progress. Progress. I'm going to say thank you. But fuck you.
No, exactly. Now we need some goddamn follow through. Yeah, and right. You know what? They probably only doing it because they probably bidding on the Olympics in 2020. Shit. Motherfuckers.
Hey, could be it. All right. But that's my soapbox for this evening. I'm setting up the discussion about the Ain't Shit Dudes and Flint, Michigan. We've talked about it every episode for 41 episodes. At least now,
literally, literally.
At least now we have some. You know good what? News
I feel like
report.
This happened because of us.
I'm gonna take some credit for it.
If we didn't mention it every episode, 41 episodes, when it got done.
Hey, shout out to TT Charities because yeah. I think they probably did a little bit more than we did.
Listen, it took us 41 episodes, to affect change.
Hey,
we're here for you, people.
It's a marathon, you know. It's not a sprint.
We're here for you.
All right, Rich, that's me. What you got going on, man?
I really didn't have a big rant because I knew I wanted to go in on pose the ancient niggas because you know what? I'm gonna go back to it, segue for just a little bit. I know because we got a big show to go. I really do feel like women put so much energy. Why? Why do women put so much energy into ancient niggas when it's good men out there? Like, it's good dudes out there. Like, and I know because I was a good man. Yeah. I still am a good man. But what I'm trying to say is, when you're single and you got your job, you know, your career, you doing what you got to do, you holding it down, nobody takes a second look at you. Nobody. They don't look at you. And then they keep going to the ancient dude, ancient dude, ancient dude. Then you finally get into a situation and everybody want to jump out the woodwork. You know, I wish I would have paid more attention to you. No, the fuck you don't. Go back to that ancient nigga.
You know, I got a theory. And I just came up with this theory right now, so there's probably plenty of holes in it. So go on and fact check me or bring your hate on this one too. But I got a theory. Because I think I was a former ancient nigga. And I got lucky and found a woman that was...
Gave you shit to change for.
Gay. Yeah, you know, I think women have a maternal instinct. You know, they want to be needed. And sometimes you look at these ancient dudes and they see...
Who need you more
who need
than
me
ancient
more.
Nigga.
Ancient. You know what? It was a Simpsons episode with a teacher. And he said, you know what the problem is about being middle class or something? He's like, you know, people who really care will always leave you for somebody who needs them more. And maybe good dudes, you got too much going for you. You don't need shit. So she got to go find some place where she need it. And, you know,
that's probably it.
I don't know. That's a fucked up ass theory.
That's probably it.
But thank the Lord that Tammy liked fixer uppers because she stuck with me and has helped me turn things around. So I gotta take a L for the ancient dudes. But that, you know, sometimes we need somebody to take a chance on us.
For those who are not familiar with the vernacular, taking a L simply means to take a loss and not the L as what's made famous by our fellow brethren, Snoop Doggy Dogg. Hey, now back to Riley City programming.
I thought we was boycotting. Nah, I'm just fucking. Hey, they boycotting everything. Fuck it, though.
The people boycotting him don't listen to him anyway, so he ain't losing no way. See, who should be scared is motherfucking Shad Moss. Ain't nobody messing with him anyway. Who? Because he felt he had enough star power to where he can say some shit to Donald Trump. Shad.
Man, no, I don't want to get on a rant about people and the name. Hey, Shad isn't that bad, but I don't know.
He should have had a better name.
I don't know. All right. Well, so let's get in. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you take He's Rich because I don't even know. I'm gonna figure out my thoughts on it while you're talking.
So I saw this online. I had to share it because I thought it was pretty funny. So it's some controversy going around about these life-size child sex dolls that some, I guess, therapists are touting and pushing forward into the scene because apparently they feel like they would be a great, I guess, benefit for pedophiles.
This is in Norway, man.
Norway. Yeah, so let me slow down a bit so I can explain this. So a few companies in Norway have been creating these child sex dolls. It's basically the same as all of the other sex dolls that you see in the market. Just a full-size doll made into the image of either a little boy or a little girl. And these dolls are created with the intention of adults to have sex with them. And, you know, doctors are saying, if a pedophile gets this doll and they are able to release their urges onto the dolls, it will stop them from wanting to carry out those acts on an actual living child. And I'm not inclined to agree with that.
Yeah. Again, as you were talking,
I can see what they're going for.
Right.
But fuck that. No.
Yeah.
No, it's not okay. You can't fuck a child. Period. You as an adult cannot fuck a child. You cannot have sex with a child. Doesn't matter if it's a fake child in your mind, if it seems real. And that reality, it needs to be shut the fuck down as well. No, it is not okay in any way, shape, or form. People should not be condoning this shit. Who's to say, you know what? And because in this person's mind, it's real, and he done had sex with this little doll baby boy or this doll baby girl so many times, and a child didn't fight back. Well, if this child is not going to fight back, let me go get a real child, because that child's not going to fight back either. Fuck no. Don't open the motherfucking door. Don't give people no motherfucking chances. No.
And I'm going to say this. This is what dawned on me as you were speaking. Just from a logic standpoint, it don't make sense to me. As a dude who jerks off a lot, I can tell you, it don't make you not want
it is actual not, it's not going to tell you like, that. It's not like it I'm, don't change
it,
shit.
It don't change nothing. It don't change nothing. If anything, you be waiting for that first real piece to come along. Yeah,
exactly. This ain't going to stop shit. Is it? No.
So I don't get the logic on it. If I know I got a doll at home, I'm just not going to pursue.
It ain't changing shit. It's all it's causing is these men and these women to do too much. You know, they're imagining too much more. Yeah,
it might feed.
It's feeding into the urges and the desires, and they're going in. No. Fuck that. No.
And normalize it a little bit for them too. If they can do it every day,
exactly,
it doesn't seem as weird. Or
keep that shit in Norway. Wrong.
And then you look at. Did you see like the ages of the men that are buying these things are between the ages of 18 and 60.
18 and 60.
So an 18-year-old is not buying it because he's a pedophile. Well, what is the 18-year-old buying like a 10-year-old doll or something like what?
He's still buying a baby. Don't matter.
Well, I'm just saying.
But what?
Is the 18-year-old buying a 17-year-old sex doll and just trying to fuck something?
It's still weird.
It's still weird. But that's is he being, is he trying to get therapy for being a pedophile, or is he just trying?
First of all,
just buy a fleshlight or something.
And this is normally where I would say, call up and help me understand. I don't want to understand where you're coming from. Because it makes, who's attracted to an undeveloped child? What are you looking? What is turning you on about an undeveloped child? You're looking, it's a blank piece of paper.
You can't, I try.
Exactly. It's the dumbest shit.
This is that be, say, do world. This is that be. You can be anything you want to do. You be anything you want to be. You can say anything you want to say. And you can
shit don't
do
make
anything
no sense.
You want to do. And yeah, it's crazy out there.
I bet you I know who got a ton of these dolls. Milo Yiannopoulos. That's who got these dolls. Funder number one. Anyway, this segued into another article.
This little virgin cocktail is not strong enough. It's good, but it ain't strong enough for this conversation, though.
So I saw this online and I was like, oh, this goes exactly with the other topic we're talking about. But then I had to reread it because I was like, wait, I read the title and I was like, okay. Then I read it again and then I read it again. And I kept trying to understand this one. This shit don't make no sense. So this is the headline. NYPD detective arrested after allegedly masturbating while peering into children's windows. So you just gonna pop into the neighborhood, you know, look at the windows. You find the one window where the kid is sitting in there, you just gonna pull your dick out. Looking in the windows, pulling your dick out. Who? What? What? First of all, it's cold in New York right now. It's not like it's nice outside. And then at 2:30 a.m. on a Sunday, you know how brick it is in New York after dark?
By brick. He means inclement and rather chilly.
Like two motherfucking 30 in the morning. It's gotta be like 30 outside. What is he wearing heated gloves? Like,
but it's New York. I know there's some actual crime going on at 2:30 in
exactly.
the morning.
Exactly. It's like, hold on, put his purse down, I'll be right there. Like the fuck?
It's cold in New York. Can't go hard. Rather be out of state pumping chicken.
He's going hard.
Whatever.
He's going hard outside of children's windows.
Hey, it's not looking good for the police, but y'all need to have a meeting or something. Y'all need to have a meeting and get this shit together. Y'all either out there shooting folks or jerking on him.
And then they released this dude. Did you see the dude's picture though?
I'm mad he black. I'm gonna say it.
His picture looks like he does shit like this. Look at his face. He didn't even look upset.
Hey, no disrespect, but he looked just like Hannibal Buress.
he do motherfucking look like Hannibal Buress. Man, I shouldn't even say that because you know what's gonna happen? Somebody's gonna say, where was Hannibal on the night of Sunday at 2:30 a.m.? It wasn't him.
Oh, man. Hannibal outside a little kid.
Kind of shit. In Long Island. Motherfucker.
Oh, man. None of that was funny. We shouldn't have been laughing at any of that. None of that was funny. That's horrible.
And then, so the report says, once he was in custody, the 46-year-old man admitted to fondling and exposing himself in people's backyards on separate occasions over the past year.
But the way it made it sound like he wanted to be caught, like he was flashing the flashlight in
the
window.
He probably did
want to
be caught if he admitted
first,
shit.
Like, hey, look at me over here.
Look. candy. Like, what the fuck? Seriously, though. Like, you just jump. You're running through Long Island and you know, stopping house after house. You know, who's having a barbecue? Find out some barbecue. Step inside. Put it on your pants. What do you get out of flashing someone? Like, I don't, in these circumstances, I'm not talking about unsolicited, like, dick pic type shit, which every woman says she hates, which we know you're lying because you keep acting for them, but whatever.
Right, that's a whole nother
situation.
Rich be saying
like this
shit and then try to move on. Like, yeah, I'm sorry, you might get in some trouble after this episode.
So, right? No, seriously though. Like, what do you get out of it? How do you just stop by somebody's house and say, peek-a-boo? And then you're supposed to think, like, I'm going to keep going after this. Like, nobody's going to file no report. Nobody's going to be upset.
He the police. How you file a report with the police about the police? Like I said, they need to get together. Y'all need to have a meeting, certainly. Y'all need to have a meeting and just fix some of this shit. Because it's not looking good for I can't say boys in blues. That's sexist. What's the new term?
I thought that was still the term. Officers in blue, I guess.
Officers in blue.
The shit is
crazy. What's a constable?
So I looked that up literally like a few months ago after I kept seeing the constable car.
Yeah.
And apparently the constable has like not as much power as a sheriff, but more power than a deputy. So it's like they have their region and everything that they're supposed to patrol and they're in charge of. However, they don't have like any like super explicit authority. So they still need to call in like the sheriff or whatever. It's like he's an officer, he can arrest you.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more than a deputy, less than one to the sheriff's are. So
yeah, I don't know. I'm scared of them all.
It's a lot of constables out here. But and so basically the constables are for all of those areas that don't have like full
police
on
department.
Police departments.
All right.
You know, because you say Austin, but then you leave Austin and
Round
you got
Rock.
That tiny Round Rock, like Round Rock. So
Cedar Park.
Yeah. So they'll have like constables to patrol like all of those outlying areas, and then you're going down 35, and then you're passing Buda and Killeen, and then all of those little subdivisions in between them are all data constables that report back into the main.
The sheriff.
Yeah.
So. Some new sheriff time. All right, man. Well, constables, police officers, mounties, rangers, whatever. Yeah.
Y'all need to go out, have a team building event. Exactly. Saying, listen, no more dicks on the lawn. No more pulling your guns. Exactly. We're going to do shit right this year.
We'll give everybody a taser. I still, every time I see one of these shootings, it's like, I thought y'all had tasers.
They immediately skip over the taser.
Why can't somebody, don't tase me, bro? Like, why can't we get back to that? I don't want to get tased, but I prefer it over
don't getting shot. Tase me.
Don't tase me, bro. But yeah, people, none of that was funny. That was all very sick and depraved behavior. And our hearts go out to the victims of that NYPD officer and the people in the factories that have to make these child sex dolls. Hey, yo,
you know,
how could that be your job?
First of all, why would you take that job? Putting together a little boy, like what? Oh, yeah, you know who we blame for this, right?
You're right. Who?
Geppetto. He started it. He was the first one. Motherfucking Geppetto.
Hey, hey.
Talking about his nose is growing. Uh huh. His nose, right? Yeah.
Have you seen that? I think it's on Family Guy or something where Geppetto drops something and then bends over and he's like, "Oh, I noticed there were no cookies in the jar. Did you take them?" And he's like, "Yeah, I did." He's like, "Oh, are you sure? You
don't." Yeah.
you might want to tell a little lie.
I remember that one. What was it? What the fuck? I was about to say some shit. Oh, to piggyback on this, right before we go into the next topic, you know why I haven't seen this story a lot of places, and I haven't seen much outrage, and it's because it's not that it's accepted in New York, but you see it so much. Not a cop doing this, but just people exposing
random dude
themselves
on the subway.
I've been on a train and with friends after work, coworkers again on a train. My coworker will be like, "No, put it away," and she'll turn around and it'd be fucking dude over there jerking off in the corner.
Oh man!
My friend told me one time she was at the train, just standing there, listening. She had her headphones on her ears. All of a sudden, and this shit. I swear to God, this shit is funny till this day. She's standing there. The dude walks up to her, motorboats her, and fucking runs off. How do you fucking, you just, she's like, this is like stuck.
Oh, man.
How do you just motorboat somebody standing there?
Again, apologies to the victim of that sexual assault. That's sexual assault.
This is some shit.
And it shouldn't happen. But this is why I don't fucking go to New York, and I damn sure don't ride the subway in New York.
Man, the subway is some real shit.
I lived in D.C. all my life, and I love the subway system in D.C., but the subway system in New York is a crime waiting to happen. You're going to get murdered or jerked off next to or on at some point if you ride the train long enough. Every time I go to New York,
that reminded me of another one. I was sitting on a train. I swear to God, sitting on a train. But I'm like, I'm on the corner on the left, and this dude and his little daughter are diagonal across from me by the door. This is a burly dude. You can tell this dude goes to the gym. He wasn't swole to the point where he can't move. Yeah. It was on some like Vin Diesel shit where he's like still athletic, and on top of that, it was a black dude. So he got his little daughter sitting there. She's playing on his phone. And all of a sudden, you hear the dude saying, "Yeah, do it again. Do it again." So I'm like, everybody's looking like, "The fuck is going on?" And then the guy's like, so he he goes to his daughter, makes sure like the headphones are good on her ear, and he turns up the volume. Then he goes to the guy that's across from him. It's a little skinny white kid. And he grabs him up, puts him up out the seat. "So you gonna fucking jerk off in front of my fucking daughter? You gonna touch a dick in front of my daughter?" He fucking he picks the dude up and starts fucking him up on the train. He's like, "Honey, don't look." Beats the dude ass on the train for jerking off in front of his daughter while he fucking looking at his daughter. I can't say that he was in the wrong, but that's some New York shit.
Only in New York.
Only in New York you see a dude jerking off on the train. Yeah, I miss New York.
I don't. Every time I go to New York, I end up on a subway platform in the middle of the night, on them thin ass platforms with the train way too close to you, and the light flickering off in the distance, and nobody else down there, and random breezes and shit coming through, and newspapers fluttering, make sounding like footsteps. I hate the fucking subway in New York. Hate that shit.
The subway is life. I used to get all my best naps on the subway.
I love the subway in D.C. I see places where I like the subway in Atlanta. The Atlanta subway is nice. But New York, though? I mean, I've been on the L a couple times in Chicago. I ain't had them kind of problems. I never felt like
I've been on the train in Chicago, and I felt like some shit was going to go down quite a few times. I was like, Renee, just staying close to me. I got us. Get me the fuck out of here.
So you better than me. I don't be like staying close to me. I'm like, you ready to run? You been working out, right? You ain't going to get winded.
Chicago.
Because I'm taking off and I ain't looking back. You know where to meet me, right?
Chicago. Oh, man. Chicago is one crazy. We was on the bus and I saw the neighborhood start to degrade a little bit. And I'm like, where are you taking me? She's like, all right, don't be alarmed.
Gun store, liquor store.
Yeah, we got to go through this part to get to the other part. And I shit you not, we're on the bus looking out the window and we're looking and it's like 30 dudes standing in front of the liquor store at this bus stop. As people get off, one by one is pressing the people. If you know your stop is the rob you stop, why do you get off at that stop? Like that we saw that we was in a car driving by with Larry and Sharon. We saw a guy getting robbed at the bus stop. And everybody just standing there watching. Like, it was just his day. Like, y'all, nobody, not the bus drivers on the bus, like, anybody else? Everybody watching this dude. Bus stop, bus pulls up. Dude is standing there at the bus stop getting robbed. And is you getting on or not? Because I got to go.
It's disrespectful. That's again, hearts go out to the victim of that robbery. That's tragic. You shouldn't. Shouldn't have to live that way. But speaking of Chicago, the Bears signed Mark Sanchez. So Mark Sanchez has a home. He's in Chicago. We talking about Mr. Butt Fumble himself. He had a little stint in Dallas. You know, he's moved around, but he has a job in the NFL. You want to know who else got a job in the NFL? Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. After all that shit. After the he's suicidal, after the drug problems, his agent tossing him because, you know, he needed to get help. He's got a job. He's backing up Drew Brees in New Orleans. Now, you know who don't have a job?
Yeah, I was like, I think I know where you're going.
You know who don't have a job in the NFL? Former a quarterback that played in the Super Bowl.
You know, a man that donated over $1 million of his money.
Donated quite a bit of his money.
Actually, more than that.
Yeah.
His own personal clothing.
His shoe collection.
Time.
All that.
Love.
The only controversy he has is that he did a non-violent, silent protest. And now he don't got no place in the NFL. He's not good enough to play, and nobody wants the distraction or the locker room problem. Colin Kaepernick was voted best teammate by his teammates. Colin Kaepernick's been to a Super Bowl. Colin Kaepernick's numbers are better than both of their numbers. The only thing he did was protest in the way you tell us we supposed to protest.
That's what I was just about to
say. Don't
burn
no shit down.
The only thing he did was what he was asked to do.
You don't want us to burn no shit down. Don't get violent. He didn't say nothing. He didn't incite any
violence.
Didn't
say one word.
He didn't tell people.
No action. Did nothing.
He took a knee and didn't speak. And that is so egregious that no team, 32 teams in the NFL, none of them need his services. But Johnny Manziel and Mark Sanchez still have work in the NFL.
And this is the part that I don't understand. And I'm not saying that it's plenty of football players. I'm not saying that, you know, I want them to be fired. I want them to be down on their luck. But it's dudes out here doing drugs, getting strung out. It's dudes out here beating people. Michael Vick was fucking. Come on. And I'm not saying
he went to jail, served his time.
That's what I'm saying. But he went to jail, became a convicted, served his time, became a convicted felon, and got a job. This dude's out here beating their wives, beating their significant others, got jobs. There's people in here, weekend drug warriors, got jobs. There's people that can't even motherfucking play who got jobs. You're going to hire someone who can't play.
Pay them that kind of money.
And pay them that kind of money versus someone who has a verifiable resume.
I mean, I'm not saying he's the best quarterback, but you can't tell me if you're saying Colin Kaepernick isn't. Like, this is what Shannon Sharp said. If you're saying Colin Kaepernick isn't good enough anymore, tell me when Johnny Manziel ever was. You know, it's one thing, like, and this is me pretty much paraphrasing Shannon Sharp, but that's where I heard the majority of this. But it's one thing to be like, you know, we're not hiring, you know, but don't tell me we're not hiring when you really mean we're not hiring you. You know. Colin is out here. He's got a resume. You can't tell me he's any worse than those two guys. You can't tell me there's not a spot on 32 teams for this guy, you know. And your reasons for not giving him a job are that either he's not good enough, which I don't think. I think those two players right there show you, he's good enough. Or that he's a distraction, or you don't want to bring that baggage to your team. I mean, I don't know anybody who got more baggage than Johnny Manziel, you know.
And it's crazy because all of this going on, and what is Kaepernick doing? Still donating.
Still
giving to the
cause. Still not saying anything.
Knowing full well that he just doesn't have a job. And he's still coming out of pocket, not knowing if that next dollar. Granted, it's not like he's broke. But at the same time, the amount of money he's giving away isn't pocket change. And he's still giving it away.
But
so,
the thing is, like, what is it that you want us to do?
What do you want?
When we see something wrong, what are we supposed to do? You don't want the marching in the street, blocking traffic. You know, you don't want the protest that's going to be a hindrance to you. This didn't stop any.
Every game went on. Nothing came to help.
Played the anthem. The rest of the stadium sang or stood or, you know, put their hand over their heart or whatever. This was the epitome of what you asked for in terms of people standing up and protesting something without, you know, crossing any lines. But this man is now, like, blackballed from the NFL. Like you said, like, Michael Vick went to prison, got a job. Plaxico Burress shot himself in the club, you know, still got a job. There was one dude who I think pretty much committed vehicular manslaughter and admitted that he was drunk at the time.
Got a job.
It's crazy. And I'm a huge sports fan. I love the NFL football. It's my favorite sport. I look forward to the draft. I look forward to, you know, preseason, fantasy football, the playoffs, the Super Bowl, every year.
It's crazy because it's...
But how do you stand behind this?
And the only way to make them see is to hit them in their pockets.
Right.
But football is so woven and ingrained into the fabric of American society.
Yeah.
There's no way. People are not going to say, I'm not going to watch Sunday.
It's going to be very difficult.
I'm not going to watch a game.
You know, it's going to be very difficult for me. I couldn't say that I was going to do that. Because I know in my heart of hearts, I probably wouldn't be able to stick with that. Like, it is a very important part of my life. But it didn't bother me that Colin Kaepernick wasn't getting picked up until you start picking up some of these other guys.
Yeah, because it's like, well, maybe it could have been another reason. Yeah. But this just, it's a slap in the face.
And this is at this point, I'm still not asking you to give him a shot or to give him or to sign him to your team. But tell the truth. Tell the truth about why you're not signed. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me it's because he's not good enough. And don't tell me because he's a locker room distraction. Because that clearly is not an issue for you guys.
Nope.
Tell me the truth. Just be honest. Just be out there with it. You know, maybe there's a sex doll for you too. There's got to be some sort of therapy tool for you too.
Something going on.
We'll get you we'll wrap a sex doll in the American flag and you can fuck that. All right, that was too far. My bad. That was too far. But yeah, I mean, as much as I love football, it gets harder and harder every year to defend the NFL with the issues with concussion protocol and stuff happening to players. And I mean, every year is, you know, and then the domestic violence cases. And
yep.
It gets more and more difficult to defend.
Something's got to change. Yeah, no. And they felt it a little bit last year. The numbers dropped a lot. They lost some money. And as people get wiser, I mean, it's going to be less and less.
But you see how I made a joke about everything that happened in this episode. I joked about sex dolls and niggas jerking off in front of kids' windows. But when it got the football and calling,
this is
life. Yeah, you see how serious I got? What? Yeah, my bad. And again, I apologize to all the victims of sexual assault and robberies and again, the workers in them sex doll factories. How do you look your kid in the eye and tell them what you did at work?
It's about that time.
Oh, it's daddy time. It's daddy time. Oh, no. I'm going to open the door. Hold on.
Sweetie. She's being tortured. At least she's crying like she's being tortured. But she's not, people. She's not. She's not being tortured. I think we're about to have a guest, people. I think little Flan is here.
Come here, sweetie.
Oh. Little Elise Flanagan.
All right, we've gotten all of the negative nastiness out the way, so you can be here now. You want to talk to the people? No?
No, you're quiet.
You smell like outside. You been playing in the dirt again? She likes to play in the dirt. All right. Oh, man.
No, so, he's about to call it quits anyway.
Yeah. Just puts things back into perspective for me. All right, so as usual, ttcharities.org, please check out the website, whatever programs they got going on. Donate what you can, time, money, clothes, books, retweet, a repost, share with a
friend.
Anything
helps.
Everything helps.
Flint, Michigan, we'll have clean water in 3 years.
Yeah, so now we're looking at 6 years total with this. Water situation. So, you know, even with this judgment that came out today, there's still a lot of help that's needed in Flint, Michigan. So, again, I know my man Tavares is involved and has things going on to help those folks. Yes, say ttcharities.org. Okay, that's close enough. But check them out and do what you can to help. Let's be our brother's keeper and take care of our own. What you got, Rich?
That's about it. Just stay up, people.
Yeah, be the light, and until the next time,
peace.
Peace.